Several local artists with notable track records will create unique installations for the El Paso Children's Museum and Science Center. Contemporary visual artist and designer Mitsu Overstreet, who is primarily known for his public art installations, including the River Spirit floor installation at the El Paso International Airport, will be designing the Flow Zone installation, which will complement the exhibits designed exclusive to this project. Here to talk to us all about it is artist Mitsu Overstreet. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
You and I haven't talked for a while, and since then, we've had this little pandemic action happen. So what's been going on in your life?
I've been actually doing a lot more personal, more exploration on my, just finding some more roots stuff for what I want to produce, and a lot of commercial graphic design work. So also, I work for the university, so I'm doing a lot of work there, mentoring designers. And just building stuff for the university, design-wise, some applications, design, user interface design, branding for organizations within the university. We've done a comic book for education. We've done a lot of interesting stuff. We're real experimental in creative studios.
So needless to say, you have not been without work. Doesn't sound like it.
Right, yeah. It's the focus has been public art, but I've been soul searching, you know, like finding a little bit more rich content with myself. And in order to go big again, I feel like I want to come from a place where I'm like, this is going to have a lot of meaning for me, you know?
So what have you found so far?
The biggest thing I wanted to overcome is, it's like, I'm not initially from El Paso. I've lived there a few times growing up because of the military.
Yeah.
Originally, I was born in Japan and I grew up in a Buddhist household. So it's like a very different culture, you know? And when I started getting recognized for the work here, I felt like I was still coming from that area, but I don't know, it's just the contrast of not being from here and acclimating to like how the culture is here and how do I fit, you know? And asking the question is if I should try to fit or. It's that kind of stuff, you know, it's a kind of more human stuff. It's like going big is like before was just kind of like, I think an attitude I got from graffiti was just, you just go big. You don't care what you say, you know, but now that I've like interfaced with the public in such a way, I feel like a lot of it is feels like it's graphic design work. You have to think about the community, you know, you have to think about where you're going to put this, what is it going to say? How is it going to impact the people? Where graffiti is a little different. It's more like, let's just go big and say your name, you know, and that's it. You know, and it made me think more when I went into public art, you know, it's like, why am I here? And if I'm going to say something like, if I'm going to do personal work, you know, what would that mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think definitely I'm finding more influences from Buddhism. I'm taking a lot more cues from Buddhism, but also like, I feel like El Paso is my home, you know, and like, do I make a regional statement like I have been, or do I try to go more generalized and just say what I'm trying to say and see how far that goes? But it's a little bit more just, who am I? Why am I here? I know I've done good work, but what does it mean? You know?
No, you totally have. And it also sounds like, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. What I heard you say is like, you're also thinking about the people that interact with your work, whereas maybe before you were just like, just drop whatever.
Go big. Yes. And I was with I was hanging out with a lot of people who were the same way. It's just say whatever, you know? And I actually came from an abstract graffiti area where we were just say it, whatever, you know, just try to make it make sense, you know,
mm-hmm.
which I think is a great philosophy. Cause then I think there's like a visual communicator inside of me also that, from the graphic design standpoint, I want to say something that's meaningful and accessible, you know?
Well, no, you've done that. I think about specifically your airport project. You speak to our river. It's got those Japanese undertones, I think, because it is water. It has that feeling. And then you gave us all a voice with those medallions. So I don't know, man. I think you were there before.
That was actually like one of my pivotal works, you know, and also, the other one I did at the Paul Foster's and the University Towers, that area,
mm-hmm.
that one was also pivotal too, because the more I looked at it, I started finding more and more connections to Japanese Buddhism. And it's more like I did it, and then all of a sudden it starts talking to me, you know? And I wanted to be more, have more intention when I did these projects in order to be conscious of what it was saying to me, you know? Like even the airport piece, there was a ton of, I started seeing work like I hadn't seen before from a particular group of artists, Buddhist artists that were like really doing similar work. And it was really striking and influential to me. But I'm also asking, what does it mean? You know, does it, is it good or bad? Obviously it's good, but I think I'm just having, just trying to control it, I guess, you know, and should I? And, but definitely leaning more trying to design it on purpose.
That's a beautiful segue into what you're doing at the Children's Museum.
Definitely. And actually it was a reaction. They actually asked me to present something based on the airport because the subject matter was similar.
Yeah. And that's what I thought, just in the name. I mean, the flow zone obviously connotes water is
area is going to be a playground to learn about water, what you can do with it, the science of it. And so not giving away too much, it's my piece obviously is going to be about water.
Yeah. I mean, the name gave it away. You,
yeah.
I don't think they're going to sue you for that. Talk about an opportunity to think about your audience. I mean, these are kids, dude, like this is major and they're so profound and open. They're going to see it.
Definitely. And that's totally like part of the on purpose part, you know, where I want to get their input and share that throughout the work. So just like through the elements that are in the airport.
Well, to me, just from the outside, seeing your evolution as an artist, I mean, you may not have been thinking about it, but those Buddhist undertones, those Japanese undertones, those border undertones are always there. Maybe it just hadn't dawned on you just yet. Do you think that's what it was?
You know, it's kind of like a battle. It's like, I want to do the best with the energy, you know, I put into things. And sometimes I think as I grow older, I'm just like, I want to say, I don't want to mess up, you know, it's like, what if I just like, blah, I put something out and it has the wrong tone, you know? So I think I'm just getting more refined. And like, I see this kind of subconscious part of the work that hits me in the end, but I want to be in control of that now and have that depth there on purpose and see if I can control that.
So how are you going to do that? What's the plan?
I'm just going to go big, man. I'm going to follow the same steps I did when I did the airport installation, where I talked to a lot of people. And then it appeared to me, like the plan kind of just appeared to me. But I think my experiences with the projects after they're done and how they kind of change my perspective are going to be in there on, you know, as I make it. I can only do that, really. I know where my mind goes with these projects and brings only so much of it in there, but I really want the energy to kind of happen, but just be conscious, more conscious of it. You know, it's like, I see it. I see what's coming out. You know, I'm just going to let it grow.
Yeah. Incubate it.
Yeah, it's kind of an invisible kind of energy that's in it that I've been trying to understand it more and see if I can control it. But maybe in the end, it's just, I just need to be aware of it and make sure it's not saying anything contradictory, you know, or I don't know. It's more of like a refinement, I think. Yeah.
Growing up, dude. That's what that
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
And in your graphic work, because I know graphic work has generally, you're not given the luxury of like, let me think about it. Let me talk to people. It's always like somebody needs something right now. How do you approach those projects?
In a very similar manner. Well, with visual communication, it's like I really want whoever I'm working for to find success through the work I give them. So I actually dive deeper into, it's not just about making a graphic for them. It's more about, say, if it's for a business, I really want them to increase their income because they have this work representing their business. And so I think about everything about their business. I become a little mini expert about who they are, what they're trying to do, how other people in their field are communicating. Very design you know, focused. It's like, it's about solving a problem. And usually I do a little help pulling their personalities out and into it. Some like little kind of therapy too for them. You know, it's like, you shouldn't really use this because you don't really like this. You're doing it for such and such reason. You know, why don't you put something of your personal vision in it, you know? And my goal with that stuff is just to help people grow and have it last as long as they believe in their work and that it represents it.
And as you're mentoring young graphic designers, because I think a lot of the times, especially when you're young and just starting, like you want to do what you want to do. It's a lot of shaking that out of designers, at least from someone who works with designers. You spend a lot of time doing that, but then also, okay, do your thing in areas where you absolutely can.
Yeah, and it's also like finding, helping them find their thing. You know, it's like I have students that just like to do, they like to do monsters. They like to draw monsters, you know, and it's like, how can I make a project for them, you know, that they could go nuts, you know, and bring all that energy to it, you know? And I just try to find, it's like, I see where you're like, you're really strong in this. How can I make it so that it shines, you know, and give you projects and concoct projects for them that they can do that.
So is there anything out there you would say to a budding designer or artist, somebody who was in, who is in your shoes now, you know, about to do their first large project? What would you say to that person?
Definitely patience is a huge part of doing public art installations. A lot of these large budgeted installations that are like integrative, like they're building things, a building at the same time, you have to wait. You have to wait on other teams. Sometimes you have to cram because they only have a short window to get the things they need in. So you have to be really open to communicating and having patience, and definitely keep the people in mind that are going to be involved.
So there you have it. Think of your audience, communicate, and be patient. I feel like that's just good life advice, Mitsu.
True. Yeah, definitely. You can use that with a lot of things.
Pretty much in life. Yeah, exactly. At the stoplight.
Right.
Today, my guest has been artist Mitsu Overstreet. It's been a pleasure talking to you. It always is. Like, time always flies. But thank you for checking in, and congratulations on your Flow Zone installation at the El Paso Children's Museum.
Nice to see you.